Frederick Baraga was born of wealthy parents in a Slovenian castle in 1797. He grew up during the Napoleonic Wars, his homeland changing hands between France and the Austrian Empire. During his childhood and school years, the official language changed several times, developing in young Frederick skills that would serve him well later in life. Years of university and seminary led to Baraga's ordination in the Roman Catholic Church in 1823. During this time, he wrote his first spiritual book in the Slovenian language. Though his future appeared secure in his native land, around the age of 30, he became interested in the missionary work being done in America. Answering the call to the New World, Frederick Baraga's journey led him eventually to Cross Village and Harbor Springs in northern Lower Michigan. He had to speak through an interpreter in the beginning, but soon Father Baraga mastered the language and in 1832 published the first book in the language of the Ottawa Indian Nation, A Book of Prayers. A traveling missionary across Upper Michigan, he also spent time briefly in Minnesota and Wisconsin, where he started a mission church at La Pointe in 1836. In the fall of that year, he returned to Europe, where he was received with distinction and given continued financial assistance for his preaching among America's native people. After his return to the New World, Father Baraga founded a mission at Lawrence, Michigan. During this time, he earned the nickname the Snowshoe Priest because he would travel hundreds of miles each year on snowshoes during the harsh winters. He also worked to protect the Indians from being forced to relocate, as well as publishing a dictionary and grammar of the Chippewa language, which are still used to this day. In 1853, Baraga was named first bishop in the Upper Peninsula. The area experienced a population explosion during this time, with an influx of immigrants to work in the copper and iron mines of the UP. Whether French, German, or Slovenian, or Native American, Father Baraga was a skilled communicator, fluent in 8 different languages. In time, his preaching, teaching, and writing became renowned throughout Europe. In his last 10 years, Baraga's health gradually declined, and he became intermittently deaf, suffering a series of strokes. Bishop Baraga died in 1868 in Marquette and is buried in a crypt beneath the Cathedral of St. Peter.